So we're continuing with key dates in the history of multiculturalism and diversity in the UK. And I'm going back to 1936, and I will finish at 2012. And so here you get the four of them. 1936, Cable Street, 1948, Windrush, 1958, riots in Notting Hill, 1962, Commonwealth Immigration Act. Oh. You don't know what all... Do you know what... Anybody know what Cable Street is? Now you're going to find out. Je vous donne un instant parce qu'effectivement, les dates c'est important. Mais là, je vais les prendre un à un. So 1936, Cable Street is a moment when the British fascists were defeated in Britain. 1948, Windrush is that important ship, that symbolic ship we saw. 1958, riots in Notting Hill. There were riots in Notting Hill. And 1962, a new law about immigration. Okay, let's take them one by one. 1936, you can see this person. Shall he be a gentleman? I mean, no. This person here in a uniform and these people making a fascist salute. If you look at it, you say, oh, it must be Germany or Austria. No, this is London. This is London in 1936. The British were very lucky because there was an important fascist movement in the 30s in Britain, but they were not successful, and that's why... You've never heard of them, have you? This guy, Oswald Mosley, when he had meetings in a football stadium. He didn't have meetings in a little cafe. It was a powerful movement. Of course it was not a majority, of course not. But he had meetings at the Olympia. You don't know it, but you can imagine the name, the Olympia. It's not small. Had big meetings. And, of course, at the centre of fascism is the idea that it is the fault of a particular group. Yeah, today it's Muslims. In the 30s it was the Jews, of course, an anti-Jewish group. And in 1936 they decided to do a big provocation. They said, we are going to march through the east end of London. They wanted to have a fascist march through the Jewish part of London. If you know Paris, you can imagine Marine Le Pen qui organise une manif à Barbès Rochechouart. Yeah, it's a serious problem. Yeah, which of course sounds funny, and also it's not funny, of course. But you know, and so they decided to have this march, and marches are very important for fascist organisations because in reality they don't really have much in common. Some shopkeepers, some unemployed people, some workers. And so it's in the streets where fascism becomes strong. And however, the local Jews and communists and trade unions said, no, I don't think so. And so when the 5,000 or 6,000 fascists arrived in the East End at Cable Street, there were 100,000 people waiting for them. And the result was there was big fights with the police as well. And the fascists had to go home, and the fascist party was demoralised for 20 years. They did not disappear forever, of course, but they were very much demoralised. So Cable Street is a symbolic victory against fascism in Britain, when the fascist demonstration in the Jewish part of town was impossible for them because people stopped them. And here you have a mural which commemorates the Battle of Cable Street. And this is a date which everybody remembers, 1936, Cable Street. There is a pop song about it as well. There is a detail. Yeah, there is a detail from the mural of the people resisting. And finally, a plaque. The Battle of Cable Street. The people of East London rallied to Cable Street on the 4th of October, 1936. And forced back the march of the fascist Oswald Mosley and his black shirts through the streets of the East End. They shall not pass. This is 1936. In Spain, there is the civil war going on between the fascists and the Republic. And many British people and French people went to Spain to fight the fascists. If you ever get to see one of Ken Loach's films, Land and Freedom, that's about the Liverpool people who went over there to join the fight against the fascists. So that's 1936, and we have a photograph of it. Yeah, you can't see very much, but this is a photograph. There were a lot of people there. A lot of people. So, important symbolic victory. And a symbol for the idea that anti-racism is possible. Yeah, that it's not the case. It was most of the people who stopped the fascists were not Jewish. But they understood that, you know, they come for the Jews and later they will come for me. Any questions? N'hésitez pas si vous avez des questions, vous m'interrompez, comme ça j'aurai moins préparé pour le prochain cours, de prendre plus de temps. Okay, 1948 then, I already mentioned this first ship which became symbolic and indeed the first generation of Caribbean immigrants after the Second World War. We call them the Windrush Generation. The Windrush Generation. And there has been a scandal recently in Britain because, of course, this is just after the war. There was no restriction on immigration. So many of them came, and the local authorities, they didn't give them papers, you know. So it was just like, oh, come in, it's that way, you know. And 5 years ago in Britain, the government became very strict on papers, and they were going to fine some of them and say, where are your papers? So, well, I came with the Windrush and I don't have any papers. And some of them were expelled from Britain. 5 years ago, so very, very big scandal. There was a big scandal about that when like 50 years later, yeah, it was a huge scandal under Theresa May was the Prime Minister. Here we have then the celebration. Look at that, the 65th anniversary national celebration of Windrush. And of course, Windrush was just a ship, but it was a symbolic ship. And so when it goes to the 65th, you have a celebration, experience the legacy. Vivez vous-même notre patrimoine. Bon. Yeah, it's a little bit commercial, but there you go. Windrush has given its name to some street places, which is another way that we use public space to celebrate or commemorate. Yeah, it's important, it's part of our nation, and so there it is there. Okay, 1958 was the riots in Notting Hill. This is not a pretty story. In London, there was a rise in racist activity. In particular, some Teddy Boys. Now, the Teddy Boys were rock and roll fans, dressed in American style. And they would, some, not all of them, but some of them would go around being violent against black people. And in particular, if they saw a mixed couple, black and white together, that's always something that terrifies racists. And so there was a lot of violence. So 1952, violence against black people in London was not new. But in 1958 in Notting Hill, what was new is that a group of local black men said, hey, we're going to fight back against the Teddy Boys. And so for a few days there was fighting on both sides, so that was what was new. And this also meant that in the newspapers, for the first time, this question of racism, and this was in the newspapers, whereas previously it was just in London and in Manchester, nobody looked at it. And here you have two pictures to illustrate this. First of all, see there is an anti-racist graffiti there. No colour bar here, pas de discrimination raciale. Colour bar, interdiction de couleur. And here, a couple of black people demonstrating, black and white can live together in harmony. So they're sort of demonstrating for peaceful cohabitation. And they look like they're pretty brave people because it's just the two of them. It's just the two of them. Yes, they're letting their name be known there. 1962 is an important moment because for the first time there is a law which limits the possibility of immigration from the Commonwealth. Remember, perhaps you heard what they said in the video. They said in 1948, the British government said, anybody in the empire can come. Yeah, you're all British citizens. All Indian people are British citizens in 1948. All Caribbean people are British citizens. All the entire empire. Now, they didn't expect many people to come because people didn't travel so much. And so they were rather surprised. But this had an important political effect because the Indians who came in the 1950s and the Caribbean who came in the 1950s, all of them immediately had the right to vote. And that's still the case today. The immigrants, it's not necessary to take British nationality as such. You don't have to change anything. If you arrive from India, you can vote. And this is important because, although, of course, governments don't necessarily listen to the people who vote, they listen a little bit more if you have the right to vote. So, for example, in Birmingham, they have had black mayor. Especially in local elections, they can have a voice. But this actually is a historical accident. Yeah, the British didn't give the right to vote to immigrants because we're such nice people. It's just at some point it was done and then they didn't realise what was going to happen. In any case, here we have then the Commonwealth Immigrants Act, or its full name, an act to make temporary provision for controlling immigration. Notice the word temporary. Yeah, an act to make temporary provision. As you can imagine, it was never repealed, so it remained what it was. There's the end of the section, and I think you need a little time, so I'm going to stop there, and I will see you next week, perhaps here. You never know. I think so. In theory, yeah.